Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second, the shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting third, the third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting seventh, the catcher, John Stearns. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ed Lynch. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ed Lynch. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Dave Collins. Batting second, the center fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting third, the shortstop, Dave Concepcion. Batting fourth, the left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth, the catcher, Joe Nolan. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Dan Dreesen. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Ron Ester. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Nolan and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares bunts towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ester scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman takes first base on ball four. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Griffey for the out. Collins moves to second. One out. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion strikes out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Foster for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub strikes out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns bunts towards the mound. Seaver fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stearns. The throw from Nolan and he is safe. Stearns steals second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive towards short. Concepcion reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Lynch covering, for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dreesen for the out. Knight moves to second. Two outs. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ester scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-0 in the game. Tavares hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver strikes out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-1 in the game. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brooks. Concepcion moves to third. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Concepcion scores. That run is unearned. It's Mets, 1, Reds, 1. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-1 in the game. Nolan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Esther scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0-for-1 in the game. Dreesen hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester is 0-for-1 in the game. Ester hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Ester reaches second base with a double. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kingman throws the ball into Flynn, who tags Seaver trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Ester scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Reds. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Collins reaches second base with a double. Terry Leach now pitching. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffey is walked intentionally. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-2 in the game. Concepcion takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to third. Griffey moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Foster is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-2 in the game. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knight strikes out. Two outs. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0 for 2 in the game. Dreesen hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ester hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Leach covering, for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Leach covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for Doug Flynn. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Griffey, who is chasing the ball. Cubbage reaches third base with a triple. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Terry Leach. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cubbage tags and scores. Two outs. It's Mets, 2, Reds, 2. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ester scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Baylor now playing second base. Neil Allen now pitching. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Griffey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Griffey. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Griffey steals second. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Concepcion takes first base on ball 4. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster strikes out. One out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0 for 3 in the game. Nolan hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knight takes first base on ball 4. Griffey moves to third. Concepcion moves to second. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0-for-3 in the game. Dreesen hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mike O'Berry now catching. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Collins. Brooks reaches second base with a double. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brooks moves to third. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Berry drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Brooks. The throw to Seaver covering the plate. The slide. Brooks is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ester strikes out. One out. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Tom Seaver. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Collins hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Hume now pitching. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Trevino pinch runs for Rusty Staub. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a line drive to center field. Griffey throws towards third. Knight fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Knight. Trevino moves to third. Stearns moves to second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trevino tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Mets. Neil Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Trevino now playing second base. Bob Baylor now playing left field. Dave Kingman now playing first base. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Griffey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks, Concepcion bunts in front of the plate. Stearns fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.